weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 93 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 71. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 92. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. More Kansas schools are becoming eligible to offer free meals, including Derby Public Schools. And speaking to 12 News is Derby Public Schools food service supervisor, Martha Lawson.
We like to feed people. We like to take care of people. We know that hungry children can't learn.
Food service can save families up to $800 a year to use for other things and not have to worry about food while at school, at least.
All of the kids at those schools can just walk into the lunchroom and enjoy a meal without any worry.
And Chase County Game Wardens were contacted about a flamingo that landed at a Kansas lake as it continues to enjoy the warm weather. Officials have named the flamingo Flint and has attracted a number of visitors. The sheriff's office has a few reminders. Among them, do not attempt to catch the flamingo. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 54325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for up to 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10-2-2023.
Matthew Richards, a former Shawnee County youth pastor, admitted to stabbing his wife and children because of financial issues, according to new court documents. He is currently charged with 5 counts of attempted murder and other crimes as he allegedly attacked his wife and 5 children on September 16th. Police responded to the Richards' home after receiving several 911 calls. One of the callers reported that their father had been chasing them with a knife, and another caller mentioned that she had been stabbed and needed help. When officers arrived, they found 3 people outside of a burning house suffering from stab wounds. One of the children was stabbed in his upper right chest and had a significant cut across his abdomen, exposing his internal organs. And another child suffered multiple stab wounds to his colon, liver, neck, and back. Firefighters across the state have been alerted due to the ongoing drought, hot and windy conditions, and the forecast for the rest of this week. At least in Sedgwick County, the fire marshal is asking to limit the use of campfires, chimeneas, and barbecue grills outside. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. A Hastings teenager who was connected to a school lockdown in Sandy Creek has been sentenced to prison after he fought the police. Connor Black Lentz has been convicted of felony attempted assault on an officer and was sentenced earlier this week to 18 months in prison. His charges include 6 months for resisting arrest, 1 year for third-degree assault, and assaulting a public safety officer another year in prison. And those will be served concurrently. Hall County Board of Commissioners unanimously voted earlier this week to end his contract with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE. Hall County Board Chairman Ron Peterson. Of this year, citing that it's no longer a fit for the county with the agency who they had been working with since 2008. Nebraska. Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson.
Hi, I'm Jeff Itkin. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Itkin, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Arlington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of a $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on ground at Countryside Motors Arlington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Full enrollment figures for area schools. Marysville District is down 15 students with 713 pre-K through grade 12. Elementary is down 3 with 335 students. Junior high down 8 to 128. And the high school down 4 to 250 students. St. Gregory's has 161 pre-K through 6th grade, up 22 from last year. Good Shepherd steady at 69 students pre-K through 8. Valley Heights Elementary reports 110 at Waterville pre-K through 2nd, with 116 in Blue Rapids grades 3 through 6. Junior Senior High at Valley Heights have 178 students, in line with last year. Frankfort Vermilion reports 151 in K through 6, 39 Junior High and 83 High School. Axtell has 165 total enrollment K through 12, with 13 pre-K, 39 elementary, 47 junior high, and 40 at Axtell High School. At Hanover, there are 139 students, down 1 from a year ago, with 70 elementary, 14 junior high, and 55 high school students. There are 108 enrolled at St. John's Hanover, grades 1 through 8, the highest total in 45 years. Lynn reports 172 students, up 11, with 93 in elementary, 20 junior high, and 59 senior high. Lynn Lutheran has 68 enrolled, grades 1 through 8. At Washington County, up 5 students with 350 total, 184 elementary, 62 junior high, and 104 senior high. Concordia is on a relatively short list of schools changing classifications and will go from 4A to 3A based on this year's enrollment figures. Republic County is reportedly considering an invitation to join the Twin Valley League. According to the school Facebook page, USD 109 is scheduled a listening session Monday to gauge interest from the community, noting that this is a big decision that would affect athletics and activities. Currently, the district is in the information gathering stage. Twin Valley currently has 12 member schools in the league, while Republic County shares league affiliation with the North Central Activities Association, which includes Beloit, Ellsworth, Minneapolis, Sacred Heart, and southeast of Saline. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved the 2024 budget at the September 11th meeting with a mill levy of 58.972, even with the previous year. This will fund a $19.2 million budget. Facility and Finance Committee will meet to discuss heating and cooling equipment issues. A driver with the district was reportedly relieved of duties after a 7-year-old boy was found after he was left on a bus, the bus barn, September 18th for several hours. The son of Johnny and Heather Edsel went to a nearby house asking for assistance. He had fallen asleep after pickup. Homecoming is Friday at Valley Heights and Southern High Schools. Area 4-H youth will be spotlighted in October during National 4-H Month. KNDY invites anyone interested to submit a short recording, which will be used throughout the month on the air. For details, contact Stacy Mayer at KNDY or email KNDY at bluevalley.net. Former Marysville residents Ron and Kathy Imhoff were grand marshals at the annual Concordia Fall Fest last weekend and were recent guests on our public affairs program. That conversation continues this Saturday as the couple recalls their days in Marysville Tune in Saturday morning at 7:10 for our public affairs program on KNDY.
It's beneficial when you're in business to be part of the chamber, part of the business community, and it doesn't benefit just you, but all members of the community that are in business. It takes everybody working together for the common goal.
If you have a business, you need to be involved with the chamber and take part in all of the activities, the functions that they have through the chamber. We really got involved. Both of us did. And we were both on the chamber board at different times, I think.
In both communities.
If you tuned in to Public Affairs last Saturday morning, you got to be reintroduced to Rodney and Kathy Imhoff, formerly of Marysville. Rod managed Bogart's for years, and Kathy had Kids Corner and a men's shop on Broadway. They were recently honored in their hometown of Concordia by being named Grand Marshals of the Concordia Fall Fest Parade held Saturday, September 22nd. Tune in this Saturday for more with Rod and Kathy during Public Affairs on KNDY Radio. School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Holy Family Parish at Summerfield will host their annual Turkey and Dressing Supper this Sunday, October 1st. Turkey and dressings with trimmings, all homemade, serving large portions. This will be a drive-through meal only, $14 per meal. Serving starts at 3 p.m. The thrift store at the Summerfield School will also be open Sunday from 2 until 5, featuring lots of bargains. This Sunday, October 1st, in Summerfield.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Saturday. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies continue throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Slightly cooler into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still more sunshine into Monday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 77, record high on this date 95, the average low 52 and the record low 28. Sunrise this morning 7:21, sunset this evening at 7:14.
There's no reason sweet potatoes should be reserved for the holidays. A few reasons to make them a year-round staple on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 29th, the 272nd day of the year. Singing cowboy Gene Autry was born on this day in 1907. What is the world's most misunderstood vegetable? Our vote might be for the sweet potato. First off, it's not really a potato, but a tuberous root, a member of the morning glory family. You may call it a yam, but technically it's not that either. A true yam is a different plant entirely with origins in Asia and Africa. Here's what is true about the sweet potato. It was first cultivated by the Incans in South America. It produces more nourishment per acre than any other cultivated plant, and it's one of nature's best sources for beta-carotene and vitamin A. So keep sweet potatoes on the table year-round. They're not just for the holidays anymore. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Friday night is race night at Pediatrix Speedway. Nebraska 360 Sprint Car Championship, Race Savers 350s, Hobby Stock, and Compacts. It's the biggest night of racing of the year. Grandstands open at 6 p.m. with racing at 7:30. Let's go racing Friday night at Pediatrix Speedway.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several pickups in on trade, including a like-new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. It's a Z71 edition, a local trade-in. They have a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive, also a winner in a local trade, and a 2017 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive, Z71, with under 38,000 actual miles. Used pickups in on trade, plus new Chevys as well, at the Nordis Motor Company.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Former Kansas star and Wichita native Grady Dick threw out the first pitch for the Blue Jays in his town that he lives in now, Toronto. He'll be playing for the Raptors in the 2023-2024 season for his rookie year. He was a 13th overall pick in the NBA draft this past year, played in all 36 of KU's games, averaging 14.1 points, 5.1 rebounds, and shot 44% from the field. He also set a freshman record for three-pointers made with 83. For the lovers and haters out there, Taylor Swift will be expected to attend the Chiefs game this weekend against the Jets in MetLife Stadium on Sunday night. Fox Sports, who caught Taylor Swift during Sunday's broadcast, drew 24.3 million viewers throughout the telecast as she sat next to Travis Kelce's mother, Donna. Travis Kelce also mentioned on his podcast with his brother Jason that he probably won't be mentioning the situation as much as the media thinks he will. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Michigan State fired Mel Tucker for cause after sexual assault allegations, so they are looking for a new head football coach. And Chris Klieman told Big 12 Today on Sirius XM that he will not be a candidate for that job and that he is, quote, sticking in Manhattan. Back in May, Klieman signed an 8-year, $44 million contract that will keep him in Manhattan through the 2030 season with an average of $5.5 million a year. KU is preparing for a trip down to Austin this weekend as they take on the number 3 in the country, Texas Longhorns. And they're hoping that experience and preparation will mitigate the challenges against Texas. KU defensive coordinator Brian Borland mentioned that 25 players played on defense against BYU in the week previous. And the Jayhawks are hoping that that's going to help them against Texas in the 95-degree heat. And the team as a whole are looking to minimize the external factors outside of just playing the game of football. Earlier this week in a press conference, Lance Leipold also mentioned that the win against Texas in 2021 doesn't have much bearing on this game. This game has all the bearing on this game. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson.
Friday night football action. Marysville entertains Rock Creek live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, it's Washington County host to Bennington, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Sacred Heart. Frankfurt, home to Leon. Hanover kicks off at Donovan West. Axtell, hosting Blue Valley. Diller O'Dell, home to Lord Central Catholic. And Southern is host to Freeman.
The KNDY Friday night featured game of the week on FM 95.5 pits the Washington County Tigers versus the Bennington Bulldogs. In a matchup of 1-3 teams, head coach for the Washington County Tigers, Tommy Tryon, previews the Bulldogs.
Bennington, they're just an athletic team. They fly around. They're going to pass the ball. They have good athletes. They're going to try to get out in space and stuff like that. So we just got to make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of and play discipline.
On FM 94.1 AM 1570, the Marysville Bulldogs play host to the Rock Creek Mustangs. On a miniature winning streak, head coach of the Bulldogs, Tony Trimble, wants his team to continue their momentum.
We kind of got a little two-game positive little winning streak going here, and now's the time that we need to tighten down the detail part of what we do and try to get better at things that help us be successful. And so our kids are expecting that they're going to work harder this week than they have all year.
The Kansas kickoff show starts our evening at 6 o'clock with pregame for both contests starting around 6:45 and kickoff slated for 7. Your home for high school football is KNDY.
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks kick off Big 12 conference play against the Texas Longhorns. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Kansas Jayhawk football on today's country 95.5 KNDY-FM, Marysville.
Roasted, steamed, or shredded into slaw, Brussels sprouts have gained greater appreciation over the past few years. But like any vegetable, proper harvesting, storage, and preparation is key to obtaining the best flavor and nutrition. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Brussels sprouts have the best flavor when harvested in cool weather and even better after a light frost or two. The sprouts grow above each leaf along the stem. Harvest when the sprouts are firm and about 1 to 2 inches in diameter. Start from the bottom and work your way up the stem as younger sprouts reach full size. Or remove the whole stalk at the end of the season. Store in a cool location or the refrigerator. I like them steamed and plain, but most people prefer to dress them up a bit. Try sautéing or grilling to caramelize the natural sugars for a sweeter flavor that reluctant eaters may find more pleasing. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
They are called the backcountry horsemen. Their work is something that may have impacted you, and you never realized it. And once you hear about what they do, well, you might be inclined to help them as well. It's an interesting story that takes place in some of the nation's most remote areas. And it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1970s, there was concern that many backcountry recreation trails would be closed to horses because of the extra need for trail upkeep. Stu Sorensen was one of the earliest members of something called the Backcountry Horsemen.
A bunch of the horsemen got together and said, look, if we don't do something, we're going to lose a whole country. So the Backcountry Horsemen started to clean up the backcountry and pack out garbage that people left and protect it for everyone. And so horse would have the place back there and they wouldn't be eliminated.
It has grown to an organization with groups of horsemen in most U.S. states doing similar work to what the Montana horsemen began.
All volunteer to assist the Forest Service or the government in taking care of the backcountry for all people. They couldn't. It was a problem. They couldn't handle it. And so they started shutting it down.
For Stu and the horsemen here in Montana, it's annual volunteer work to get trails ready for visitors.
Well, first thing in spring, you got to cut all the trees off the trail that blow down in the wintertime. That's the first thing, to open the trails. And then you have to clean the drains and shovel the drifts and move rock.
Some trails may be several dozen miles from a road. It requires horses and mules staying in the backcountry for multiple nights. And in some wilderness areas, no motorized vehicles or even chainsaws are allowed, meaning Stu and the horsemen will be using crosscut saws to remove those trees. In a year's time, the Backcountry Horsemen can cumulatively donate over 200,000 hours of work with a value of over $12 million. In fact, since its inception, the group has totaled about 7 million hours of volunteer time working to keep up and keep open the nation's thousands of miles of trails for humans and horses alike. Traveling the countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer Saturday, September 30th, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th Street in Marysville. Selling at noon is a 2003 Chrysler Grand Caravan, front-wheel drive, newer tires, 75,000 miles. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, a miter saw, portable air compressor, cordless drill, other miscellaneous tools, a Werner 24-foot fiberglass ladder, 14 and 24-foot aluminum extension ladders. They'll be selling two walk mowers, push mowers, 22-inch snow blower. Collectibles include 2-gallon Red Wing crop, a few pieces of Fiesta ware. Household items include dining tables with 6 chairs, glass front hutch, oval table with 6 chairs, chest of drawers, bedroom set, folding tables and chairs, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
There will be a farm equipment auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday, September 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road at Bern. Selling tractors, including a 2003 Case IH Maxim 130 front wheel assist with a Great Bend loader with grapple fork, a Case 1370, 2007 Case 420 skid loader with a cab, 2020 Titan tilt bed trailer, 20-foot tandem axle trailer, 5-foot rock bucket, 6-foot bucket with teeth, two-prong bale fork. Machinery includes 200-gallon three-point sprayer, 25-foot booms, batwing 21-foot shredder, gravity wagons, PTO generator, 15,000-watt, field cultivator, rake, a V-ripper, front-mount cultivator, steerable plow, three-point log splitter, zero-turn mower, Polaris 4x4, 15 metal gates, high-pressure washer, an ATV sprayer, and miscellaneous. This public auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road, Bern, Kansas. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Benefit wildlife habitat and your livestock by burning the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Patch burn grazing is an alternative to traditional intensive grazing systems as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Set a part of your pasture on fire and be amazed at what happens. Patch burn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land. Chris Helzer is the director of science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious. One of the benefits of patch burn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patch burn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Helzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
Once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year, and if it seems like you need to burn more or less, you can do that or use higher or lower stocking rate. If you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with patch burn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patch burn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. Chances are, at the beginning of 2022, you didn't set a goal of climbing Mount Everest or never eating another cookie again. However, you may have set more realistic resolutions like visiting state parks or only indulging in sweets once a week. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So often when we're trying to pay down debt, we look at the big picture and feel overwhelmed. But just like setting realistic resolutions, it's important to consider what's manageable when it comes to paying off debt. First, step back and understand your why. Do you feel limited right now? Do you feel like God is calling you to change careers or give back to your community in a bigger way, but you can't because you're encumbered by debt? Whatever your reasoning is, understanding the why can help you be more purposeful in your approach. Then come up with some realistic ways that you can pay off debt. And remember that even small amounts add up over time.
If we're going to rely on farmers and ranchers to both feed us and help fix the climate change problem, we can't have them losing money to do that. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Don't ask farmers to be sustainable if they're going to lose money in the process.
Sustainability interventions need to make financial sense, bar none. If it's not financially viable, it's not on the table.
That's Darren Montero, who works for California Dairies Incorporated, a dairy marketing and processing cooperative.
The entire supply chain needs to step up, right? And that includes consumers, right? If consumers want and expect a low carbon food supply, they need to pay for it. And that includes, you know, from the dairy farm to the consumer, everyone has to be involved and everyone has to play a part.
Echoing Montero is Jeff Simmons, president and CEO of Elanco Animal Health.
I think it's going to take time. It's going to take education. But this new frontier of getting people to see what we can do with methane and what that can do to the environment, I think allows people to see, hey, this is some greater good here if we do this right. Climate neutral farming will happen this decade. There are farms today that are close to that, and I believe we can enable that. And that's not only the right thing to do, but it also creates good economic value.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands, including Ashley, Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances, and Tempur-Pedic Mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277, with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery, with free shipping to your home on all purchases over $500. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
A lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil. But this year, we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and then with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling is been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs that negatively influence nitrogen availability.
Battles talks about the trials conducted by Golden Harvest.
With high excess moisture being a perennial problem in the Midwest in the springs, usually more of a problem more often than the drought stress early, we've really focused on trying to understand hybrids and how they respond to those saturated soil type of conditions during early growth and development to really create a screening or a specific trial that allowed us to look exactly at that and compare different hybrids to it. But one of the things we know that's really related to excess moisture or excessive moisture is it also impacts nitrogen availability, denitrification, leaching through the soil, all those kind of things that really compounds that low oxygen type of environment that the roots are trying to develop in and makes the yield impact even worse. We also did various nitrogen treatments after coming out of that excessive moisture period.
And this will get your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers expires.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Many farmers will be using cover crops as livestock forage this fall. But think twice before you do. I'll explain why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cover crops are planted on a field to reduce soil erosion and increase soil health. They're usually either left on the surface to decay or incorporated back into the soil. If you're planning to graze or feed your cover crops to livestock, be aware of the implications from chemical residues left over from the previous crop, such as corn or soybeans. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says pay attention to the chemical labels.
And we maybe even need to be checking ones from the previous years as well, depending on what kind of cover crops we're actually seeding out there, because they do have what we call rotational restrictions on them that may say after you use this herbicide, you need to wait 4 months before you seed something like wheat, any cereal grain.
Some cover crop species, such as radish, turnip, rapeseed, and red clover, aren't explicitly listed on chemical labels. In this case, growers need to follow the default listing on the label, which usually says something like all other crops.
And that all other crops category may say that you have to wait 18 months or 30 months before you seed a species that's not listed on that label and intend to harvest it. You can seed the species if you're not going to do anything with it, because then you just take the risk upon yourself that maybe the cover crop dies. But as soon as you intend to actually do something with that, then we really need to be paying attention to those rotational restrictions on the label.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restrictions on grazing cover crops at agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Right now, December corn down 8 at 480 and a half. March corn, 495 and a quarter. Excuse me, 495 and a half now. And that's down 7 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat for December, 669. That's down 16. Kansas City wheat for March, 677 and a quarter. That's down 14 and 3 quarters. December oats at 431 and a half. That's down 13 right now. March oats at 447 three quarters, and that's down 13 and a half. Taking a look at soybeans for November, 1280 and three quarters. That's down 19 and three quarters. January soybeans at $13 three quarters, and that's down 18 and a half. Taking a look at cotton for October, 85.21 is your current price, and that's down $3.52. December cotton at 87.09, that's down $1.62. Looking at cattle, live cattle for October, 185.35, down $2.15. Live cattle for December, 187.92, down $2.50. Feeder cattle for October, 252.17, down $2.55. November feeders at 254.67, that's down $3 right now. Crude oil for November, 91.17. That's down 54 cents per barrel. December crude, 89.14, down 45 cents. Gold for October, 18.54. That's down $6.40. Gold for December, 18.67 and a dime. That's down $11.50. Silver for December, 22.46. That's down 28 cents. And March silver, 22.80. That's down 27 and a half cents right now. All right, Wall Street tanking it now. The Dow's down 189, S&P down 15, NASDAQ down 10. That's your market information.
Back to school, back to saving sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Technology is becoming more integrated into the beef industry. K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson discusses technologies that are currently being more widely used in the industry and ones that are still making their way in. A camera is something that many producers use for livestock care, among other things.
Our ability to have cameras in different places and in our phones has changed a lot. And just our ability to use that camera in your phone to like document, maybe it was an animal that died and you take a picture of the ear tag and, you know, you got a date and a timestamp. That's technology to me that's really helped our industry. Or you're going after a part to town and you take a picture of what it was. And cameras have tremendous value to us. And we're seeing that more and more with, you know, various advanced animal management technology as well.
Unmanned aerial vehicles are gaining more traction as they can be used to reduce labor needs.
If we're trying to work cattle up on feed and we take an image of that feed bunk at, say, 10 o'clock at night, still quite a bit of feed there, but say by midnight it's slicked. That's one pen, and the next pen, their feed bunk, say, isn't slicked till 4 in the morning. Each of those pins is a slightly different place if we're working them up on feed. And so while the idea of trying to have somebody check bunks that frequently would probably be beyond most operations management, if we could automate that with a drone, and then we have this technology that takes that image that says, yeah, there's a lot of feed there, a little feed there. It's not like somebody actually looking at each photo, but those types of things are being done. That can be very valuable in those settings.
Johnson says that virtual fencing is starting to be used by larger productions.
There are beef producers in the U.S. that are working with that, and that's, of course, more extensive operations generally. But we have to kind of train animals to recognize that fence. And there is one particular company that has a GPS unit that's going to track them, but also signal the animal when they're, you know, if they cross the fence, they're going to get scolded. But it has essentially a solar panel in the side of this tag, and it's fairly good size, and it's actually a collar. But depending on how much data you're trying to collect and how frequent and how far away you've got to send this, you need a battery in some cases. And so one of the ways is solar powered, and I'll be curious to see how that, you know, works out over time.
That was K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson with how virtual fencing is being used in the beef industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX, Marysville.